Good morning. Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome. This is Watch Your Ruth. It's Monday, April the 29th, 2013, and you're listening to my program Here, There, and Everywhere, where we border on the lunatic fringe. We talk about the things that you don't want to talk about or think about, but absolutely need to know. And I'm hoping this morning to have my dear sister in Christ calling me up. If she set her alarm, she said she'd call me. And we do a little conversating about some pertinent issues of the day. And just in case that doesn't happen, I have prepared a little bit of information for you, and I have decided that each and every program, I'm going to start out with a verse, but I'm not reading from the Bible. If you'd like to call, the guest call-in number is 347-945-5170. The question of the week is, in what fashion or form were the angels created? Here's the verse for today. This comes from the Quran. It comes from chapter 9, verse 73. O Prophet, strive hard against the unbelievers and the hypocrites, and be unyielding to them. And their abode in hell, and evil is the destination. Dehumanizing those who reject Islam by reminding Muslims that they are merely firewood for hell makes it easier to justify slaughter. Well, there you go. That's the Quran. God is that message of peace and security. There you go. Got to talk about the Quran with the people because we have got to be aware of jihad and we have to be aware of those who follow Allah. A couple of questions out there. Do you believe in pre-existence, continuance in miracle theology? What do you know about transhumanism, DNA changes? Are we better off now or later when those transhumanists take over, I wonder? In these days of war, rumors of wars, rumors of bacterial agents, rumors of our economy collapsing, rumors of brother against sister, sisters against mothers, mothers against sons, husbands against wives, aligning each other against each other. What are the wheat and the tares? What are the what, when, where, and how about the wheat and the tares? The Word of God says that there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. He who fears has not been made perfect in love. Have we been made perfect in love? Being made perfect in love. I'm hoping my little Jenny wakes up this morning, but we're going to move on. Perfect in love. For we want to walk as Christ walked. If possible, perfect in love, But what does that mean? Doesn't the scripture say that love does no wrong to anyone? That's why it fully satisfies all of God's requirements. It's the only law you need. Walks in the light and not in the darkness. Lives in a decent, true life, doing all that is approved of. Doesn't spend time in wild parties and getting drunk. Doesn't live in adultery and lust. Doesn't live fighting or live in jealousy. Doesn't go to bed at night planning evil. It gives warm welcome to any brother who wants to join, even though his faith is weak. Don't criticize him for having a different idea of yours. What is right and what is wrong? Don't argue with him about whether or not to eat meat that has been offered to idols. You may believe there is no harm in this. But the faith of others is weaker. They think it's wrong and will go without meat at all and eat vegetables rather than eat any kind of meat. And if one of you are one of those who won't, don't find fault with those who do. If you have special days for worshiping the Lord, you're trying to honor him. If you're doing good things, so is the person who eats meat that's been offered to the idol. He's thankful to the Lord for it. He's doing right. And the person who won't touch such meat, he too is anxious to please the Lord and is thankful. Don't do anything that will cause criticism against yourself, even though you know what is right to do is right. But anyone who believes that something he wants to do is wrong, he shouldn't do it. Because then if he does, he knows it's a sin. For if he thinks it's wrong, so for him it is wrong. Anything that's done apart from the Holy Spirit feels wrong. For him, it's a sin. Christ didn't work to please himself. He worked to please God. And he did the work of God. Be patient, perseverant, and do not fear that which you are about to suffer. Indeed. The devil is about to throw some of you into prison that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life. Revelation 2:10. That's what the word says. I want to continue here and let you know you need to be in prayer and supplication before the God of all creation, hoping to have a supernatural experience in this final time, being blessed by the Holy Spirit. God stands up to open heaven's court, pronounces judgment on all the judges. How long will you judges refuse to listen to the evidence? How long will you shower special favors on the wicked? Give fair judgment to poor men and afflicted, the fatherless and the destitute. Rescue the poor and grasp the needy out of the hands of evil men. But you who are foolish and ignorant, because you walk in darkness, all the foundations of society are shaken to the core. I have called you all gods and the sons of the Most High. But in death, you are mere men. You will fall as any prince, for all must die. Stand up, O God, and judge the earth. For all of it belongs to you. All nations are in your hands. God, don't sit idly by or silent and do nothing while we are praying, and please deliver us. Don't you see this commotion between the enemies against your followers? Don't you see what they're doing to us, these proud men who hate the Lord? The rebels. The tares. They're full of craftiness and plot against all of us. They make plans to slay all your precious ones. Come, they say, and let us wipe out Israel as a nation. We will destroy the very memory of her existence, says Allah. This was their unanimous decision in their summit conference. They signed a treaty to ally themselves against the Almighty God, these Ishmaelites and the Edomites and the Moabites and the Hagrites, the people of the lands of Gabal and Ammon and Amalek, those Philistines, and also those of Tyre and Assyria and Damascus, has joined them too and is allied with the descendants of Lot due to them, as once you did to Midian, or as you did to Caesarea or Jabin at the river Kishon, and as you did to your enemies in Endor, whose decaying corpses fertilized the soil, make their mighty nobles die as Oreb did and Zeb. Let all the princes die like Zabath and Zalmunna, who said, let us cease for our own, use these pastures of God. Oh my God, blow them away just like dust, like chase before the wind as a forest fire that roars across the mountain. Chase them with your fiery storms, tempests and tornadoes. Utterly disgrace them until they recognize your power and name, O Lord, make them failures in everything they do. Let them be ashamed and terrified until they learn that you alone, Jehovah, are the God above all God, supreme in all of the earth. For Jehovah God is our light and our protector. He gives us grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from us, those who walk by the path. When they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of spring where pools of blessings and refreshment will collect after the rain. So we will wait for you to pour out your love and kindness on us, O Lord. And we know that you've already granted us our salvation because you're so good. And you're so kind. You are so ready to forgive because you are so full of mercy to all of those who listen. Jehovah God, listen and hear my prayer. My life is full of trouble, and I know that my death draws near. I pray. You've made some of my friends to loathe me. And then they went away. I feel like I'm in a trap, and there's no way out. I've been rejected. I've become lonely. My eyes are growing dim with weeping. Every day when I wake up, I beg for your help. I'm always reaching out my hands to you for mercy, because I know that day is drawing near and soon it's going to be too late. I know once I'm gone, what good are your miracles going to be? How will I praise you then? How will I praise you from the grave? How will I go about the world and praise you and declare your loving kindness? How will I proclaim your faithfulness in this dark time? How can anyone speak when they're in the land of forgetfulness? How can they talk about your help when they've forgotten? Father, I'm pleading for my life. I'm pleading every day. Why do I feel like I've thrown my life away? Why do I feel sometimes like you've turned your face from me? I feel sickly. I feel foreign to this world. I feel helpless. I know your fierce wrath is about to come. I pray these tears don't cut me off. I see them flowing around me all day long. But yet, even then, and even now, I will forever sing of your kindness. Even as I grow old, today I'm going to sing about your blessings, your loving kindness, because they are forever. They're the same yesterday and today. I know that they're the same tomorrow. I know that God told me, He made an agreement. He made an agreement to take an oath, to put an end to the law, to create the grace. And all of heaven and earth shall praise your miracles, O Lord. Myriads of angels will praise you for your faithfulness. And all who are in heaven, there isn't one angel that is like him. And even the highest of the angelic powers stand in dread and awe of him who is revered. I swear forever, under the order of Melchizedek, that his throne will continue to the end of time. It shall be as eternal as the moon, and he will be a faithful witness forever. His throne will be as endless as the days of heaven. And he has promised that he will never forsake his loving kindness, nor let any of his promises fail, or even take back one word of what he has said. Unless you renounce your covenant with him, don't let the world rob you. Don't let your neighbors who mock you be strengthened. You will be struck down by the sword and will be refused help in the battle except from God. Oh, remember how short you've made man's life. It's empty. It's futile life you gave the Son of Man. No man can live forever. All will die. Who can rescue his life from the power of the grave? Fear not the man who can take your life, but fear the man who can take your soul. Fear him. Lord, through all the generations you have been our home. Before the mountains were created, before the earth was formed, you are God without beginning or end. You speak and man turns to dust. 1,000 years are but yesterday to you. They are like a single hour. And you've spread out our sins before you, our secret sins. And you have seen them all. He has seen them all. I want to go to a different part of scripture here for you. I guess my little Jenny never woke up today, family. She was just too scared to get on the radio. I'm not sure. I'm depending on you, O Lord, my God, to save me from my persecutors. Don't let them pounce upon me as a lion would and maul me and drag me away with no one to rescue me. It would be different, Lord, if I were doing evil things. If I were paying back evil for good or unjustly attacking those I don't like, then it would be right for you to let my enemies destroy me, crush me to the ground and trample my life in the dust. But Lord, arise in anger against the anger of my enemies. Awake, demand justice for me, O Lord. Gather all the people before you, sit high above them, judging their sins, but justify me publicly. Establish my honor and truth before them. End all wickedness, O Lord, and bless all who truly worship God. For you, the righteousness of God, look deep within the hearts of men and examine all their motives and thoughts. God is my shield. He will always defend me. He saves those whose hearts and lives are true and right. God is a judge who is perfectly fair, and he is angry with wickedness every day. And unless they repent, he will sharpen his sword and slay them. He has bent and strung his bow, and it is fitted with deadly arrows made from shafts of fire. The wicked man conceives an evil plot, labors with its dark details, and brings to birth its treachery and lies. Let him fall into his own trap. May the violence he plans for others boomerang upon him and let him die. Oh, how grateful and thankful I am, O Lord, because he is so good. I will sing praise to the name of the Lord who is above all lords. He's above all lords. Above all, O Lord, O God, the majesty and glory of your name fills the earth and overflows with all of the heavens. You have taught the little children to praise you perfectly. May their example of shame and silence be an example to your enemy. When I look up in the night skies and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you've made, you've named everyone. You were the one who told the oceans where your boundaries would lie. you were the one who told the mountains where their dimensions would be. I cannot understand how you, the great creator God of the universe, who have named each and every star, can bother with mere puny man to pay any attention to even him. And yet you have made him only a little lower than the angel and placed a crown of glory and honor upon his head. You have put him in charge of everything you made. Everything is put under man's authority. All sheep, all oxen, all wild animals, all of the birds, the fish, all the life on the sea. O Jehovah God, O Lord, the majesty and the glory of your name fills the earth. And I will praise you with all of my heart. Well, I want to talk about singularity, transhumanism, fallen angels, preexistence, prayer, carnal and spiritual. Somebody call me up and talk to me. You know, we're all just saints walking around here. We were preexistent. We had that soul which belongs to God. All souls belong to God. Some have humble, reverent, contrite hearts. Some have to be taught. Even the disciples needed to be taught. Some knew, but some had to be taught. Thou shalt never wash my feet. That's what Peter said. But what did Jesus say? He said, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. The spirits of pride and selfishness are the hardest to exorcise from the soul. A more important question of place at the table seemed to be greater importance to the disciples than their master's death. Service instead of rule is the true title of greatness. He who is equal with God did not hesitate to stoop to the office of a servant washing feet. So do not hesitate to stoop to the office of a servant, because Jesus didn't. And when Jesus washed the feet of Judas, he was never more like God. True love is truly willing to serve even those who are at the outermost. So be great today and demonstrate God's love in true greatness. Be part of the disciples that sat in the upper room and had their feet washed. But don't worry about your place of honor, for there is no honor in this kingdom. We're looking for the kingly kingdom, where the righteous will rule and evil will no longer be present. We will sit at the table of God Almighty. And we will no longer need to sit in patience and in suffering, persevering every day with faith and prayer for our brothers and sisters. Remember, God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. I love you. Come back tomorrow. Play with me again. Or call me up. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you. This is Watch Your Ruth. If you're listening in archive, you rock. God bless you all. Bye-bye.